in this modern world of technology in which we live, we have info and we have news at our fingertips 24/7, 365 if we want. And I've noticed that a lot of times now that the news is always just right there. I mean, you can see car chases on television. You can see planes falling off the sky from video surveillance. You can see people shoot one another. And I believe in all of this technology, sometimes we see it, and it kind of desensitizes us a little bit that these are real human beings, and they're going through something very horrific. You know, in a similar way, I really believe that we that have been in church for a number of years, I've been a Christian going on 51 years now, we that have been a Christian for a good long time, and we hear the story of Jesus, we hear the cross, we hear the name. If we're not careful, we get a little bit desensitized to it. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't say that. We wouldn't say, oh, yeah, at all. But in our mind, we're thinking, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that. That's one reason I really appreciate Good Friday services, because we just pause for a moment. We sing about it. We have specials about it. We talk about it. We read scripture about it. We have a sermon about it. Tonight, the question is, and we're going to answer, just how bad was the crucifixion of Jesus? Just how bad was the crucifixion of Jesus? Point number one tonight, you know there was 9 times that I counted in the various accounts of the crucifixion of Jesus, or just before that, and the arrest and the trial and the beatings, there was 9 times that Jesus experienced physical pain during his trials and crucifixion. 9 times. Now you got to keep in mind, this was the Son of God, right? And remember when the Judas betrayed him, and Peter whips out his sword and cuts off the ear of the servant of the high priest, Malchus was his name. And then Jesus says, hey, he heals him, and he said, you know what, I could call about 6 legions or 12 legions. I get kind of confused. But anyway, 72,000 angels is what it is. He's saying, I could have called 72,000 angels if I really wanted to. But Jesus endured all of these different 9 experiences of pain that he would have experienced on the day that he was crucified. And I'm going to relate them quickly. Matthew 26:67. At the trial before Pilate, the high priest, in this trial, initially before he goes to Pilate, it says, and others, that would be the servants of Caiaphas, smote him with the palm of their hands. So right there among the servants of the high priest, they're beating him on the head with the palm of their hands. Secondly, in Matthew 27:26, it says, and when he, that's speaking of Pilate, had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. You know, that scourging is the beating that Jesus went through. The beating. You probably heard it explained in many ways, but that cat of 9 tails that they used that had glass and little pieces of bone. And basically, from what I understand, they beat someone 39 times because they figured on the 40th it would kill him. And as they beat him, you know, it tore the flesh and he bled in an immense way. Third experience of pain that Jesus had, physical pain, it says, and when they, speaking of the Roman soldiers, had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head. So they took the crown of thorns and wound it into a crown, and mocking Jesus, of course, and it wasn't like they placed it real gently upon his head. I believe they crammed it down on his head. And again, more blood, more pain. It says in Matthew 27:30, also speaking of the Roman soldiers, says, and they took the reed and smote him on the head. So in this little kind of make-believe world, they pretended like he's king, and they put the crown on, they put a robe on him, and they give him like a rod. And they take that rod and they start beating him on the head. More pain. The fifth experience of pain that Jesus went through, they, the Roman soldiers, took the robe from off him. Can you imagine? I mean, have you ever had a wound and you got a Band-Aid and just pulled the Band-Aid off? Imagine your whole back being raw, basically, from the beat. And then they put that robe on, mocking him as king with the crown of thorns and with the rod, beating him on the head. And when they pulled that, I'm sure it wasn't gentle. But can you imagine the pain that he went through? And then in Matthew 27:31, it says, and led him away to crucify him. And led him away to crucify him. You know, not only, it doesn't say specifically, but I believe what happened, Jesus took the cross for a little bit. And he was so weak from all the beatings that he couldn't take it the whole way. And then you remember they had Simon of Cyrene that was made to carry the cross the rest of the way. But can you imagine after that beating, trying to carry that heavy cross? I'm sure that was painful. And then once they got him up to the top of the hill where they were going to crucify him, just think about the nails that they placed in his hands and in his feet. You know, I don't know about you, but that would be excruciatingly painful. And then from what I understand, the way the Romans did it, they had perfected this form of torture that when they nailed him to the cross, whenever the cross was down, and then they picked the cross up and it fell into the hole. Can you imagine how that jerked his body? And the only thing that was holding the weight of his body were those nails through his hands and through his feet. And then one thing that makes the experience of crucifixion so painful is trying to get your breath. And can you imagine trying to raise up and get... The Lord Jesus went through a lot of physical pain. First of all, point number one, 9 times Jesus experienced physical pain during the trial and crucifixion. Point number two, 9 times Jesus heard hurtful words. 9 times that Jesus heard hurtful words. Now listen to these things. I thought it was kind of amazing that it was 9 physical pains and 9 times that people said mean words to the Lord Jesus. Now you keep in mind who this is, the Son of God. And you keep in mind that these people that are saying these mean things were created by Jesus. He was part of creation. And as he heard these mean words, just imagine. You know, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Whoever come up with that, obviously they've never been hurt by words. But sometimes I'd rather have been hit by a stone or a rock or a stick or something rather than the mean things that have been said. And listen to some of the things that were said to Jesus. In Mark 14:61, it says, Caiaphas the high priest asked Jesus, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Jesus essentially answers in the next verse and says, I am. Caiaphas in the verse 64 says, uses the word blasphemy. Wow. Blasphemy for Jesus, the creator of all things. I think that had to hurt. Mark 14:65. He says, the servants of Caiaphas, after hitting Jesus with the palms of their hands, remember where they were beating him on the head? Do you know what they said after that? Basically, prophesied. Who hit you? I don't know about you, those are pretty hurtful words of the Son of God. Amen. Luke 22, verse 61. Peter, you remember this? Peter denied Jesus 3 times. He said, did Jesus hear that? Well, he obviously heard the last one. Probably heard them all. Because after the 3 times that Peter denied Jesus, in Luke 22:61, Jesus turned and looks at Peter. And then Peter weeps and cries and runs off. You think that hurt Jesus? Now, even though he knew it was coming, a lot of times we know things are coming in life, but it still hurts when it comes. Very hurtful words when Peter denied it. Fourthly, in Matthew 27:22, the Jewish people answering Pilate. Remember, Pilate really wanted to let Jesus go. Because at Passover, we're going to let one go and keep one. And he brought Barabbas. He said, which one do you want? Do you want Barabbas? You want Jesus released? And you know what they said about Jesus? Let him be. And Jesus heard these words. And not only was the physical pain a lot, but I imagine the emotional pain of hearing these words. Remember, Jesus was 100% God and 100% man. Let him be crucified. Fifthly, in Matthew 27:29, says, and they, the Roman soldiers, bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. It's all just a mocking and a rebuking, saying, you know, we don't really believe this. That hadn't occurred. In Matthew 27:39-40, it says, and they that passed by, speaking of those who passed by the cross, reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple. This is all a mocking voice, right? You think you're going to destroy the temple? Build it in 3 days? Save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. You know, Jesus looking down at his creations. The people that he made. And the Lord did all of them. And they're wagging their heads. And they're having an attitude. Mocking him. Matthew 27:41, it says, likewise also the chief priests mocking him. These people, these religious leaders who were supposed to be representing God and never accepted, some did, but most never accepted Jesus for who he was, the Messiah. These chief priests mocking him with the scribes and the elders said, he saved others. Himself he cannot say, if he be the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross. We'll believe him. That had to hurt. Matthew 27:44 says, the thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. In other words, the two thieves that were crucified next to Jesus, at least at the beginning, from the way I understand it, both of them mocked Jesus. Mocked Jesus. Now, one of them recognized that there's something different about this one. This one that's in the middle, that must be the Christ. That must be the Messiah. But it seems like, according to that verse, that both of them at first were mocking him. Man, no sympathy from those who were even in the same boat and suffering the same death. And lastly, Matthew 27:49 says the rest, and that would be the people around the cross, said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. When Jesus said, Eli, lama sabachthani, he said that, and they said, he must be calling for Elias or Elijah. And they threw that, whether Elias will come. So people are doubting him and saying such mean things. Just how bad was the crucifixion? Well, there was at least 9 times that Jesus experienced physical pain. Secondly, there was at least 9 times that Jesus heard very hurtful words toward him. Thirdly, tonight, 3 signs that something big was happening. 3 signs in this story that something big was happening. First of all, we see darkness over the earth. In Matthew 27:45, basically, from noon to 3 p.m., darkness was over all the land until the ninth hour. Can you imagine how dark the world was there for those 3 hours? I really believe it was probably the most dark the world had ever been. You know, I've told you before, I've been in the exhibition coal mine in Beckley. That's pretty close to where I'm from, down in that area. And you get back in that mine, and they turn all the lights out, and they're going, see a single thing. If possible, I believe the darkness was even greater. Those 3 hours as Jesus was on the cross. 3 signs that something big was happening. The second sign was the veil of the temple. In Matthew 27:51, it says, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent or torn in twain or two from the top to the bottom. Now, most of you know, but some may not, that curtain, that veil, which I understand was like 6 inches thick, separated the Holy of Holies, where only the priest went, from the holy place. And when that split open, and I notice it split open from the top to the bottom, right? So who do you think split it? God. And you know what that did? That opened up the way for us to go straight to heaven through Jesus. We didn't have to go, we don't have to go through a priest anymore. Aren't you glad? No high priest, no priest star. We can go straight to the Father. That was the second big sign that something big was happening. Not only the darkness, but the veil being torn, but thirdly, Matthew 27:51, listen to this. And the earth did quake and the rocks ripped. There was an earthquake. The earth quaked and the rocks rent. I imagine it was quite an earthquake in that area. And it also led to, in Matthew 27:52-53, listen, it says, and the graves were opened. So really, in this earthquake, the graves were opened of those saints that had gone on before. And listen, now this happened after the resurrection, but this paved the way for it and opened up the graves. But then listen, it says, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, or after Jesus resurrected, and went into the holy city and appeared unto men. Can you imagine these people that knew these people that, woo! There's Fred. He died how long ago? Hey. Thirdly, three signs that something big was happening. Total darkness for 3 hours. The veil of the temple was rent, saying we have access to God directly through Jesus. And thirdly, the earthquake, which opened up the graves, which allowed the bodies later, after the resurrection of Jesus, to come and even visit some people in the city. 9 things Jesus experienced in physical pain. 9 times that Jesus heard hurtful words. Thirdly, 3 signs that something big was happening. Number 4, 1 devastating moment. 1 devastating moment. If I had to tell you the point that I believe was the most difficult for Jesus, it was in Matthew 27:46. It says, at about the 9th hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, the whole experience of the trial, and the arrest, and the beatings, and then the crucifixion, and then him actually dying on the cross, it was all horrific. Terrible. But I believe this is the most devastating moment of the crucifixion. You say, well, I don't agree with Richard. I believe it's here. That's fine. I don't have any definite proof. But let me tell you, at that point, Jesus bore the weight of the whole world's sin. And that guilt and that shame and that blackness and that evil was so bad that God the Father, and at that point, it never happened before. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit were like this, right? But for that instant, at least, the Father looked away. And Jesus knew that he looked away. And he said, my God, why? Lowest point of Jesus. Just how bad was the crucifixion of Jesus? 9 times Jesus experienced physical pain. Secondly, 9 times Jesus heard hurtful words. Third, 3 signs that something big was happening. Darkness, the veil being rent, and the earthquake. Number 4, 1 devastating moment. And number 5, this is really good. Talk about the resurrection on Sunday. But there was two bits of good news right here. Not 2 bits of good news, is a created word. There was at least, I believe, 2 salvations. 2 salvations. Now, the first one were real obvious and we all agree. The second one may be like, maybe not. And you're probably right. It doesn't give us a whole lot of detail. Salvation number 1 was the thief on the cross. Thief on the cross. And it says in Luke 23, verses 41B, latter part of 43, but this man had done nothing amiss, the thief says of Jesus. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I'll be caught up about where paradise, that different. He was just in the presence of the Lord, heaven as far as I'm concerned. And Jesus, as part of who he is, I mean, the Bible says Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. So even to his dying moment on the cross and all the pain, when this thief calls out to him and says, remember me, when you enter your kingdom, he says, today you'll be with me in paradise. There's someone that got saved. You know what? There was another person in particular, another group of people that at least come to a big realization. That would be the Roman centurion. In Matthew 27, verse 54. Now listen to this. You know, I usually just think it's the centurion, but as I studied this out, it also says that the other people with him come to this realization too. The other Roman soldiers. And then in the other Gospels, it mentions in particular the Roman soldier. So that's why I say I think there was probably at least two salvations, or at least the Roman soldier started thinking about this. Because in Matthew 27, 54, now listen, now when the centurion, listen, and they that were with him, it says, now when the centurion, that one guy, right, and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Amen. Now, again, I can't say definitively, beyond the shadow of a doubt, 100% for certain, but if not, these people probably were at least on their way to understanding. Remember, if he was a little bit dumbfounded and he's dead, and he died upon the cross, well, so were the disciples, right? Because they didn't understand the rest of the story. So I really, in my mind, at least to the Roman centurion, he's mentioned in all the Gospels, I have a hard time believing that he, as a result of this, did also trust Jesus as his Savior. After the resurrection, whoa, well, I saw the crucifixion, he's alive. Maybe some of the others were with him as well. Luke says in particular that the centurion glorified God. That's a quote. Glorified God. So at least, in my estimation, two salvations. The thief on the cross, the Roman centurion. Tonight, just how bad was the crucifixion of Jesus? Nine times Jesus experienced physical pain. Nine times at least. Each one of these cases, Jesus heard hurtful words. Number three signs that something big was happening, total darkness, the veil being split, and the earthquake even opened up the graves. Number four, one devastating moment, I believe the low point of the crucifixion was when Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And two salvations, the thief on the cross, the Romans. Just how bad was the crucifixion of Jesus? Very, very bad. Very, very bad. I'm encouraging you, don't be desensitized by being familiar with this story. I know the words are in black and white, or perhaps red and white, but let me tell you, the things that Jesus went through was amazing. The things that he went through was gory. It was horrendous. And he did all of that. And the worst part of the whole ordeal was the weight of the world's sins. Now, the physical part was bad, the words were bad, but nobody in the history of mankind, before or after, has ever experienced all the shame and the guilt, the evil of the sins of the whole world like Jesus did. You know, he went through the whole ordeal because He went through the whole ordeal of this horrific crucifixion because he loves us. And there had to be a perfect payment for our sins. And the only perfect payment for our sins was the perfect Son of God, Jesus. So for the saved that are here tonight, let me encourage you. It's obvious that the Lord loves us to an amazing degree. Y'all agree with that?
Amen.
Let me ask you, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, how much do you love the Lord? How much do you love the Lord? He gave all that he had. He gave his life in this tremendous crucifixion. Even his Father forsaken. If you're here tonight, you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. Can I tell you, no one ever loved you as much as the Lord Jesus. If you're looking for something that will fulfill you in life, I'm telling you, there's nothing this old world has to offer that will fulfill you or fill that void in your heart and in your life, except the Lord Jesus. So don't you want to trust the Lord Jesus as your We're going to sing a song in just a moment. If you're saved and you just want to come and thank the Lord for all that he went through for you, maybe ask the Lord, would you help me to love you more? I want to love you more every day because you showed me how much you love me. Or if you're here and you're lost and you'd like to trust Jesus as your Savior, just get my attention. Wouldn't it be cool to say, you know what, Easter, Good Friday of Easter 2025, I trusted Jesus. God is speaking to your heart. Would you listen to him tonight? Would you respond? Would you sing here and respond? That's right. Dear God, we thank you for the details of this story. We thank you that God loved us so much. You loved us so much you sent your Son Jesus. And I'm thankful that your Son Jesus went through all of this, all of the physical pain, all the emotional pain, because he loved us and there had to be a sin debt. Lord, help us to love you more. Speak to hearts tonight to those who are saved that we may draw closer to you. We love you more. And Lord, speak to the hearts of those who may be here or listening in who've never trusted Jesus as their Savior. I pray that even tonight, Lord, if they're here, they'll come forward and get my attention. If they're listening in from a heart that's sincere, that they call out to you in prayer and say, Lord, save me. I believe Jesus died on the cross to pay for my sins and resurrected back alive. Forgive me of my sins and be my Savior. Lord, if they mean that from their heart, then they can be saved wherever they might be. We thank you for this story that never, ever, 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 ever is old. We pray this in Jesus' name.